Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, Gloucester. I am joined by my associate producer, Pat Dalpiaz.
Good morning.
Pat Cam! I won't be obnoxious with the Pat Cam today.
Thank you.
Although I love the Pat Cam.
Yeah, you do.
Pat Cam! You missed it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Pat Cam! Nice work. We're going to talk about there's going to be a the new parking meter announcement.
Yep.
Going to talk a little bit about the beach
park online reservations,
mm-hmm. because I don't think we can speak enough about that. We want to make, obviously there's going to be hiccups, but we'll going to try to get the
ease
word out.
As best we can.
Get the word out we figured out the technology that we could bring the screen and walk people through the reservation system.
I think it's going to be a huge help.
Very big. Also, I should mention that and we'll get back to this afterwards, the Good Morning Gloucester's best bartender, it's live. The nomination period is underway. I'll get to the details of that. You can go to the Facebook page or Good Morning Gloucester for details on how to nominate your favorite Gloucester bartender. It's going to be a lot of fun. The nominations we'll put the nominations into brackets based on how many. Oh, I have to set up
A voting thing.
Yeah.
It's because you vote, and then the top vote getters go into how we fill out the brackets from
one to
32.
Yeah.
So I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
And then, but nominations should come in so that we can put them into the vote.
Are they coming yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't checked because we just had that little meeting, mm-hmm. but there's definitely, they're coming in. And,
good.
I haven't decided. Are we going to have a do we get to nominate?
I hope so. I did.
All right. I'm going to nominate too.
Pat has to nominate.
There's no bigger drinker in the town. So
well, that may not be true, but.
So there's that. If you don't feel like going to the blog and figuring it out, you can go to Good Morning Gloucester, my email address, goodmorninggloucester@yahoo.com. Nominate your favorite bartender and the name of where they work. That's as easy as that, just to get them in the running. So there's that. We're calling it the Genie Cup in honor of Genie Sullivan, famous Gloucester reservation banners, donated it. But then I brought it across the street to get it engraved. It's going to cost me $90 to get it engraved. I didn't expect that.
It'll be worth it.
No, it is going to be worth it, but it's really cool. All right. Without further ado, let's bring on our illustrious mayor, Mayor Greg Berger. There he is.
Can you hear me okay?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very illustrious. How are you?
You're very illustrious.
Sounds okay.
Turn the volume down on this. Is that up or down? Oh, I have to be able to hear. Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. So what did we want to talk about today?
I think we're here to talk about, first and foremost, the kiosks coming back online, the parking kiosks. The honeymoon's over. the free parking honeymoon is over. I'm sure you and your viewers know a bit about the history, but you recall, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, all the parking meters were removed and kiosks were put in. And then several months later, all the kiosks were removed and then they had plastic bags put over them. And then when I got here, I think it was around last July, somewhere last summer towards the fall, the city started to charge again with the new kiosks. When I got here, the the consistency of the kiosks was just not up to snuff. I mean, too many of them were out of order, people having too many problems. So I pulled the plug and sometime in January, early February, we're not going to charge until we get to the point where we feel confident that the kiosks are working relatively consistently. And then we spent the last several months trying to put together pieces that were never really put in place. There are a lot of moving parts, not literally. So you got the kiosk, you have the software that helps run the kiosk, you have the payment system. And for some reason, those pieces weren't all put into place. So that's what we've been doing for the last 4 months or so, make sure everything was lined up. And our goal was to have them back in order and active by Memorial Day weekend, which, as we know, is just a few days away. And so we are ready to go. They will go live by the weekend.
I appreciate you coming on because as we had discussed for the last couple of weeks, I was having anxiety every time I went downtown about like when is going to be the day where we got to make sure we pay.
Is this the day?
Or is this going to be the day? And you promised that you'd come on.
Thank you for that
for making the announcement, and we'll make sure we just like we were banging the online reservations for out of towners on the for the beaches, we want to make sure we bang. Pat, what do you have?
I have the Flowbird app, so people know what it looks
like. Oh, great! Yeah,
go to Cam 2, the Pat Cam.
The Pat Cam.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the Flowbird app. Okay,
that's what it looks like.
Yeah, and Pat, did you pre-populate like your car,
Yes.
So the best thing to do actually before anybody heads downtown I'm going to say this for the Yodel app for the beach parking for out of towners, familiarize yourself with these app, download the apps, familiarize yourselves with the apps and pre-populate your settings, your information, your name, your credit card information.
Most importantly, your license plate number, which not everybody knows right off the top of their heads.
I did not know mine. So you're absolutely correct. But since I've filled it out, so I'm ready to go.
Right.
I think it's going to save a lot of people a lot of aggravation if they do this.
Yes.
So
people should know. So one of the issues originally was the kiosks that were purchased by the city last year, or prior to that, didn't take cash. Remember we had originally in the lot between City Hall and the bank, those were the first kiosks, and they took cash only. I think they took bills and coins. So the second batch came where they were replacing everything, and they were supposed to take cash, coins, credit, and the app. Unfortunately, the first batch they got didn't take cash. So that's when they did the switcheroo. So these new kiosks will take coins, not bills. You shouldn't worry about feeding in the bill and having it spit out like when you're trying to get that can of Coke or candy bar. It's going to be coins. And I'm pretty sure they take the dollar coins, which makes it a lot more convenient for the longer stays. So coins, credit card, and of course the Flowbird app. So, and great advice, Joey, that people might want to get their app set up before they're here trying to figure it out. And one thing that's new about this, it'll be the first 20 minutes, no charge. So that helps people who just running in to grab a sandwich or something else down on Main Street, free, no charge for the first 20 minutes.
That's great to know. That's really good to know because 90% of my stops downtown is in and out and you're not fumbling around for anything.
Yeah.
And you know what? That keeps turnover for these businesses. Yeah. So people aren't just going to be, sitting there and parking it forever.
Yeah, and the 20 minutes doesn't apply to you though. It's you have to pay.
Of course not. Right.
It's right here. Right here in my notes. Joey pays.
Of course. Yeah. No, that's a. So 20 minutes, you can free download the app ahead of time, pre-populate it,
and you can use coins.
And you can use coins up to dollars. Are we confirmed that we can use dollar coins?
Well, I'll have more on that. I'm pretty sure. I just looked at the machine. It's a big enough slot for those golden dollars. So that's the reason that the mint makes them that small, so they'll fit in the machines. What was I going to say about it? So anyway, we're going to be shooting a video tomorrow, a demo video, and we'll get a link over to you once we have it. So
oh, that's great.
To help walk people through it. It's been a great run with the free parking, but... as they say, all good things must come to an end. And, you know, the city can, though we're in good financial shape, it wouldn't hurt to have the that lost revenue that we've been missing out on for the last 2 years.
I think it also helps to keep keep the spots from being just taken up by people
that, camping out
from squat by squatters.
Yeah. Well, another consideration though is we throughout this whole thing where we weren't charging for the meters or the kiosks, we were still enforcing all the other violations. I think I mentioned that the last time I was on, that, you know, if you parked in a crosswalk, parked the wrong direction, et cetera, you were still getting zing for that. But we still have, since before I was on the council, there's been what's called an anti-shuffling ordinance, which means you can park for up to two hours. You're not supposed to feed the meter every 2 hours. Then we never were allowed to. I don't know if it's always been enforced as much as the merchants downtown would like, but the concept is, you have to go at least, I think it was 500 feet away to keep the turnover in the spots. So I think that was just prior. I think I was on the school committee when that came into being. But so people should keep that in mind. Even if you're paying, it's a 2 hour limit. Then you have to move on to the next spot.
Great. Do you want to, because I'd like to do this. I'm going to share the screen from my computer of the beach reservations thing. Can we just do it quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to share my screen now. Where am I? Where's my cursor? Is right here. And okay, so this is the screen from the City of Gloucester's website. So you can go to, if you just go, this is the homepage of the City of Gloucester's website. And you can see right here where my cursor is, it says beach reservations. So this is, I already filled up. This is another place where I would recommend people to go if you're an out of towner, and pop and log in to this system here, the Yodel Gloucester's Yodel webpage, which you can access through the City of Gloucester's website. One little point where I wanted to make was right when you go there, it says not available. And the reason for this is, And if you didn't know this, you might get frustrated. In this area where it says date, if you put in the date, say for Sunday, right? So now right here, this is weekday, and it still says not available because obviously it's a Sunday. You scroll down, and then here you go. Weekend Stage 4, Weekend Good Harbor thing there. And you can click buy now.
And then, after you're logged in.
After, you have to be logged in, though. And then you put your license plate in the state. You continue. You can go on from there. But I just wanted to point out that when everything says it's not available, you really need to type in the date that you're looking for, and then it'll populate that it's that it is available for the dates that you want. So it does just a couple little things that – you may want to consider when you're trying to do it for the first time. If you're an out-of-towner, and if you have out-of-town guests that you know are coming down, you may want to share that with them as well. I'm going to stop. Mayor, is there anything that you wanted to
point? A couple things to add. So I believe you can do this as a guest, but if you plan on coming multiple times, then you might want to create an account. So make it a lot faster when you do your next booking. Let's see, what else? Oh, and this is for non-residents only. When we started talking about this system, which was actually, it began before I got here, you know, so it's been in conversation for many months. As we got closer and closer to beach season, and there was more posting about it on Facebook, a lot of locals were, to put this nicely, complaining about the system. It's like, it does not apply to locals. You know, there's absolutely no need for a local to worry about this system. The beach stickers are on sale now physically here at City Hall. You can still go online or through the mail and get your beach sticker. If you're over 62 or 64, you can get the senior sticker, which this year is 4 years for another $4 for another 4 years. So the locals don't have to worry about the Yodel system, you know, unless they have friends come from out of town, they want to get them up to speed on it. So, as you said, and you used the word I've been using, there will be hiccups. I mean, it's guaranteed. If this goes smoothly without a hitch, then the first weekend or even the first summer, I'll be totally surprised. But I am 100% sure that this will be a vast improvement over the, you know, every man for themselves, first come, first serve system we've had in place up until this summer. You know, if you're making your reservation ahead of time, you don't have to worry about jumping in your car at 6:30 a.m. to get here by the gate opening. You know that you have your spot reserved, so you can come here at 10:30, 11, whenever you want to get here. And that should cut down on the traffic flowing, you know, down Thatcher Road, down Atlantic and Concord. So until we give it a try, we don't know if it's going to work the way we plan, but I'm pretty confident it will once people start to get the hang of it.
And the word gets out. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. And, you know, for all the, and we know, like we can, I'm not going to say any names, but we can already predict. I know that I could rattle off 10 names of people that are going to, the first week, are going to be sky is falling kind of people saying that it's an absolute nightmare and everything else. But you have to start somewhere. And just to reiterate what you just said, when people, out of towners know that their spot is absolutely reserved, there's not going to be any need for them to jam down at the very same time to get to the beach, which should spread things out over time and, you know, and make it a little bit less congested all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And to your point about the 10 people, obviously I'm not going to name names either, but a lot of those people and will have been posted on Facebook for years. It's a mess. We have to do something about it. And it's like, well, here we are. We're doing something. So, I mean, if people have a better idea, I mean, I'm all ears. I'm happy to try anything, you know. It's but this, we're not the first. This isn't the, we're not the guinea pigs. This has been going on for at least 2 years at Cranes Beach, not the Yodel system, but a very similar system. Been going in at public parks, state parks, and parks throughout the country. So I that's why I have a high level of confidence that once the kinks are worked out, once the word is out there, this will be a much better system and a better summer for us.
I can so right off the bat, what I would suggest is, even if first I would suggest is to download the app and go to the website and populate it and save your information so you don't have to do it while you're on the road and you're trying to drive and there's people behind you in the line to get into the parking the parking places. But definitely familiarize yourself with the thing. And it's really easy to do on, if it's me and I'm on out of town, I would go to the City of Gloucester website and do it right there because it's, you have the big screen to work with. And it was very intuitive for me, more so on the website than it was on the app. On the app, it just seems like it's just giving you a link to go back to the website. Is that right?
Right. Yes. So yeah, we should clarify that. So there is no app at this point to reserve your spot. The purpose of the app is so you have your receipt, so to speak, your QR code. So after you've booked it, you go to the gate and they go scan you and you're in. And I'm pretty sure that you also. I'm sure they also get it emailed. So if you want to just print it out, and the word is not going to get out to every single out of towner who wants to come to the beach on these first few weeks, especially. So Joe Lucido and the others at the DPW are ready to go with iPads. So if somebody shows up and they're like, "Oh my God, what happened?" I don't, you know, it's like, "Okay, pull over here," and they'll do it right there for them and book the spot. Yeah. So. Okay. You know, we anticipate, as I said, hiccups, but we're looking at, you know, solutions on the spot for the ones we pretty much can anticipate are going to happen.
Fantastic. So that's it. We got the meters are going into effect. What is the actual date? Is it Friday or what is the date for the meters?
Friday is supposed to be the weekend. So the holiday weekend starts Friday. So
okay, Friday, make sure you pay your meters on Friday. Out of towners, if you know anybody from out of town that goes to these beaches, please let them know. And the easy thing to say is go to the city of Gloucester website, and it's the thing for beach reservations is right there, front and center. You can't miss it.
Right. And if you qualify for a senior sticker, you want to confirm that you do, because we had an incident last week where someone who could have got a senior sticker bought the regular sticker. So it cost him an extra $16. So, you know, if you think you're qualified, eligible, certainly have the documentation you need. I assume it's just your license with your age, and poof, you save $16.
Yep.
And it's a multi-year sticker too.
Right. And I'd like to say that I had mailed my registration in, but I don't know what happened to it. So I went down to check on it in person, and don't be intimidated by a long line, because they're very efficient about getting people through the line.
Yes.
So you're all taken care of?
All set.
Nice.
Got the senior sticker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Save some money there.
Save some money and time. Because like he's the best part is the multi-year thing.
Oh, right. four years for $4?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's originally a $5 5-year sticker, but we bought one batch, so each subsequent year, it's one less year, one less dollar, until we get to the next 5 years.
There you go.
So next year, you'll be getting the sticker for $3 for 3 years. And something to keep in mind, so when I was on the city council, I don't go to the beach. Sorry, folks. My wife's a huge fan. I'm not. So I had a lot of complaints from people because of the emergence of a lot of resident-only parking areas. And what you had as your resident proof was the beach sticker. So people like me who don't buy a beach sticker for our vehicles, you know, we were potentially going to get ticketed for parking in a resident-only area. So when I was on the city council, we created a resident sticker. So that at that time, it was five years, $5. So if people don't want to go to the beach, but they would like to have the coverage of the resident sticker, that covers them everywhere except where we charge the fee. So that's Wingsheek, Stagefort, and Good Harbor. But all these side streets that are resident only, areas of East Gloucester and Lanesville and Magnolia, West Gloucester, any resident with a sticker, beach sticker, senior sticker, or the resident sticker can park in anyone. If you live in Lanesville, you can park in Magnolia. If you live in Magnolia, you can park in East Gloucester. They're not resident stickers for the street.
Those people are Nanasquam, though. I don't think they want us over there. Those,
they don't want you over there.
They don't want me over there. Yes.
I'm not sure if they have residents only. It started with the summers. It was probably about 8-10 years ago when I was on council, when the world found out about the quarries. You know, it got written up in magazines and social media just. And so it just became this explosion of visitors, which, as we know, creates trash and traffic. So that's when we started doing the resident-only parking in the areas around the quarries and out in Lanesville. But then extended around to the beach streets around the beaches, around like Shore Road and Magnolia. But like I said, if you're not a beach person, you can get your beach sticker, your resident sticker, for basically $1 a year.
All right. I had a special request. One of my lobstermen, Mark Ring, asked me to put in a special request. He says that the names on the cenotaph, he would love to see them updated. He says it hasn't been updated for 8 to 10 years. And he'd like to see some of the names get put up there.
That's interesting because I think when they built it, I think it was supposed to stop in time at the list. But then we had a couple of others. Trying to think of the... one of the Fronteros got lost on a ship. I'm trying to remember which vessel it was, but they did add the names. So I'll find out what the policy is, because you know, are they going to keep doing it? But as a point of interest, there is an artwork that's going to be here at City Hall in time for the 400th. That's a similar concept. Diane Chen, a local artist, is creating these panels that'll be shards of China. And each one will have the name and dates of someone lost at sea. But it's not just those on the cenotaph that the fishermen, but also, you know, a lot of African Americans and indentured servants, others who were lost at sea as well. So and it's going to be with 20 panels coming down this where the handicapped entrance is at City Hall down that pathway. So stay tuned for that.
Thank you so much. All right. I don't know how busy your schedule is. We just have a couple of other things. We're going to talk about the Good Morning Gloucester Best Bartender competition and a couple other small items. You know, you can hang out if you want, or if you have other stuff you need to tend to, it's up to you.
I can give you, let me see what time it is. I can give you a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Great. So, Gene Sullivan, an absolute legend has bartended at just about every place in town over decades and decades. A lot of people have served alongside of her, have been served by her, and she was beloved by all. She passed this past week, and we do our every 4 or 5 years we do a Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester's Best Bartender Award contest. So nominations are open. There's the how you can nominate your favorite local bartender, and we got donated a pewter shaker that we will have engraved, and we're calling it the Genie Cup in her honor. But if you want to nominate your favorite bartender, and everybody should have a favorite bartender, one nomination per person. Email your nomination to goodmorninggloucester@yahoo.com. Write best bartender in the subject line, the name of the bartender and where they serve, and we will enter them into the contest. And once we have all of our nominations, we're going to have a, just like the dog contest, it'll be bracket style till we have a winner. And it's, you know, these things are a lot of fun. So
is there a closing date on those?
I think I want to have 32. So okay. As soon as we get to 32,
okay,
we'll close it. I think that's the way we'll handle it, probably. Thank you for. There's that. Can you? I put up a post, Pat. Can you find the post to put a link to the?
Sure.
You know what? That's okay because we put the flyer up there.
I know it's not bartender.
What?
I mistyped something here, and
that's all right. Pat'll be fine. Okay, this was brought up to my attention by Jimmy. Jimmy Dalpiaz said that I had no idea that you could order online for Sclafani's.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's Jimmy here, folks. I'm off camera. We wanted to do Meatball Mondays. And, you said, hey, let's go get some. So I went online, and it is something you can order. You can order not only that, but all the stuff on their menu. They give you places where you can put your special order in if you want extra something or hold this and add that. And it was great. And they put it right there. I walked right in. They had my order ready, picked it up, went right out the door. And it was kind of nice to kind of walk right past the line that was ordering everything right there.
That's pretty slick. You know, Sclafani's went from this old school place. Like, you know, they had done like very similar to how we do things down here at Captain Joe and Sons, like the same regimented way for decades. And like this young couple has taken it over, and they're doing such fantastic things down there. And now online ordering, just that's like next level.
Yeah, you can order drinks too. I mean, you know,
everything. Put it all together. So think about this. It's beach season, boating season, and more importantly, mm-hmm. boating season. Like when you're, there is nothing more, for me, there's nothing more stressful than if I have a day off and we want to get out early and we want to beat the beach traffic, like to be able to place your order, not have to wait in line. Will they take credit cards online too?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So you can pay for it, just pick it up and go?
Yep.
Oh, that's is an absolute no-brainer right there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great because there are so many times you go to order something, you go to look at a menu online. And you'll see what looks like an online ordering platform, but then you start to click and it goes, this feature not set up.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so I'm here I am online. I'm just going to read it and then call and then get in line and pay there. So kudos to Sclafani's for putting that together.
Soup the nuts right there. We had this other topic. You know, we could save this. I think we should just wrap this up because I really want the main, we'll recap the parking and the other thing right now. So this Friday, the parking meters go, if you're just joining us, this Friday, you have to start paying the meters. It'll take coins. You can download the Flowbird app. Pat has used the Flowbird app. Mm-hmm. And she says it's fairly easy to use.
Yeah,
and
it is. The first 20 minutes are free.
And the first, right. Yeah. Great value added information.
And so the kiosks. There are a handful of meters still, like in front of Subway, but the kiosks are what we're talking about here back online.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So the 20 minutes free at the kiosk, Flowbird at the kiosk, and then coins and credit at the kiosk.
So wait, okay. So here's a quick question then. If you're parking at a place that takes a meter, do you get 20 minutes there or no?
No, that's still old school. You just feed the meter. And I don't know if they're, are they still along the side of, Italy's Corner, heading up past the Blackburn? I don't know. I think those are gone too. But there's that row of meters in front of Subway and Seaside Graphics.
Right. Okay. Good to know there. The other thing is, if you're out of, please inform any of your out of town friends that go frequent our beaches that to go to the Gloucester website. Right at the front of the page, there is the beach reservation system. And you can register and put your information so it'll be saved, or you can check out as a guest. And when it says not available, you have to click on the part where it says date first, and then it will populate. I'm going to just go to that screen very quickly so you can see what we're talking about.
Joey, show them how they have to scroll down a bit, because when you open the city page, I think you have to go, you've already clicked in. Maybe you should go back to the homepage and
So you have to scroll down to get to there, I think.
Yeah, so when you come on, that's what you're going to see. So you do have to scroll down a bit to get to it.
Right, and right here, that's where it says beach reservations. You click on there, and then it brings you to right here. And this is the page. But see how it says not available right here? You click on a date, and then then you have the weekend. So it's separate as well. There's up at top, it says weekday Good Harbor, weekday Stage 4, and weekday and weekend are separated because they're different prices. So just be aware of that as well.
So Joey, while we're here, can I plug a couple other things?
Absolutely. I'll give you the floor right now. Let me just...
Keep your screen on there. Okay. Can you go to the homepage and then click on the mayor's page? Under government.
Okay.
And on the top, the wording on the top. Yeah, yep. Government. And then mayor.
Office somewhere. Of the mayor?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they go to this page, they'll see the thing about ARPA, the blue bar on the left.
Yep. Listening group.
Yeah, click that. So we just began that. So as people may be aware, we the city got $23 million from ARPA relief from the federal government last year. We haven't really spent any of it yet. This group I put together, they're doing, if you scroll down a bit, you'll see the schedule. They're going to be having virtual meetings throughout the city. They've had one. They've got four more scheduled. They're Zoom. And we want people to weigh in. There's some of the, right above the schedule, you'll see some of the allowable uses of the funding. But it's completely open forum. We just want to hear from people where they want to prioritize that this money be spent. This listening group, the members are listed on this page too. They will be reporting back to us with the feedback they received. And then we'll proceed to spend $23 million and make something happen for the benefit for the most people. We want to do the most good for the most people. That's what we want to do with this money.
So this is interesting right here. Broadband infrastructure. Make necessary investments to provide unserved or underserved locations with newer expanded broadband access. What is that? Does that mean free Wi-Fi or what does that mean?
I don't know how specific they are, but we have Comcast, which is pretty much the only game in town. So we'll see if people are... I haven't heard anybody talking about that use. It was listed because it is an allowable use.
Okay.
So we'll see. I mean, some of the other things are affordable housing. We can spend up to $10 million on sort of things that are in the budget regularly without having to provide receipts, so to speak, back to the federal government. But anything, because some of this money can go to private entities, nonprofits, but there will be a lot of reporting required. So we're going to make sure that whatever we spend the money on, it is totally allowable because we don't want to get bit later.
So we had that, the water, can you speak a little bit to the water and sewer treatment plants? How are we as far as funding on that stuff?
And, sure.
Are there big bills upcoming on that? Because I'm honestly ignorant to that situation. Yeah.
On the water side, we're in pretty good shape. You recall we had the boil water order when Carolyn Kirk was the mayor, because there was basically a catastrophic failure at one of the treatment plants. But we're in pretty good shape now, though we're still paying for it on our taxes and our water bills, because it was a lot of deferred maintenance that went on in this city over decades. So there's no one administration or council to blame for that. On the sewer side, we have been on a waiver from the federal government for decades, since the 80s, with our primary treatment. That honeymoon is over too. We have to go to secondary treatment, which could cost the city upwards of $100 million. So, I've been in conversation with town administrators in the surrounding communities to see if we might be able to find a regional approach, or if we're going to have to go it alone. Technically, Essex is tied to the hip with us because we are their sole provider of sewer services. So, yes, that is a big expense. Even if we spent the whole $23 million of ARPA on it, it's still going to have a shortfall. So we are searching high and low for grants through federal and state agencies, as well as low interest and forgivable loans. So the hit, I did some, have a note here on my desk I asked for when I first got into office, how much would it cost? How much would it impact the sewer bill, if we, the city, had to bond the whole $100 million? And at the time, the sewer charge was $16.60 per 1,000 gallons. If we had to pay the whole thing, it's nearly $30 per 1,000 gallons.
Wow. You know? And we already have some of the highest water rates, sewer rates in the area, right?
It is not the highest, but it is among the highest. And businesses like yours that use a lot of water, I mean, it would have an impact on. So it impacts our how we can proceed with our economic development. If the water and sewer rates are high, it really can keep people from even bothering to come here. Businesses, okay. That is. Gotcha. So I just wanted people to be aware of the ARPA, because we really want the feedback. So I've got those four meetings scheduled. The other thing we'll be announcing very shortly, I've talked to you before about the private road issue we have in town. I have appointed a panel to do something similar, where they're going to do some research on what the current opportunities are with our city's ordinances relating to private roads, and what the state allows for, and then what kind of changes we can make locally, and then what kind of changes we can make at the state level, or request through the state level, to allow us to do more work on private roads, because it is technically private property, and by law the city is limited to what we can do. But the issue is, we used to patch potholes, and we made a conscious effort, the city did, years ago, to stop, and now those little potholes are huge craters. And
is it a city by city basis, or are private roads in every town in every city in Massachusetts treated differently, or are they the same? And are you looking to change it for the whole state?
If we were to proceed, we'd prefer to be looking for a home rule relief that would allow us, the city of Gloucester, to do things that maybe we're not allowed to do today. You know, it's kind of up for interpretation too. What can we actually do? But I've been to probably three or four mayor conferences, meetings and conferences since I became the mayor, and talking to my colleagues around the state, they all have private roads, but none of them seem to have the problem we do with fixing them. So I don't know if they're just doing it and they don't care what the law says, or if there's something in the law that allows them to. So that's what we want to do. We want this definitively. This is what we can do today. This is what we can change, so we can do this tomorrow. And until this group does their work, we're going to hold off on any changes to policy. But we want to have that done, completed. I don't want this dragging out for 2 or 3 years. We need to have an answer, hopefully during this paving season.
Well, it's nice to hear that you're acting on when you said you on a previous conversation. You did say when you went door to door, that was one of the top of the lists of people's your constituents' request was to the roads. So yeah. Following up on it in many of your words. So that's nice to see.
Great. Well, thank you. We're just trying to make things happen, and it's kicking things down the road. No pun intended. Is just it's not helping anybody.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. I hope that was informative. It was definitely. Every time we talk, I learn things. So I know our viewers will too.
Can I just throw one more thing out there? I hate to interrupt you, but if this office, we made a conscious decision when we started that we weren't going to have a mayor page right off the bat. I think we talked about that before. We have the hard news going through the city's Facebook page. And then we did, as of the early May, did start a mayor page that has more of the softer side. So, but we do get a lot of comments on the city's page, not so many on my page. And then people send Facebook messages, you know, Facebook Messenger messages with questions or asking questions in the comments. We are not responding to anything via social media. If people want to reach us, and because we want everything to go through the official channel, so it's A, a public record, and B, we have it on file and we can close the loop on the requests and questions. So go to, send emails to mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, at gloucester-ma.gov. That hits me as well as the other three members in my office. Well, then call the office, 281-9700-978, 281-9700. And we will proceed and do what we need to do to make sure it's fulfilled. But Facebook, we are, don't think we're ignoring you. It's just that our policy is not to, if we answer one question, one comment on Facebook, but you don't answer 10 others, it just creates problems.
May I make a suggestion that people don't bug the mayor with pothole questions and go to See Click Fix?
Yes, thank you.
There's an app. Yeah. For simple municipal, like this person is doing something with leaving trash in a place it isn't supposed to, or this is, you know, this sign has disappeared from a certain street and needs to be replaced. Go to the See Click Fix app, and that goes directly to the DPW, I believe, or the proper department. And we really don't need to bog down the mayor or, you know, department head, you know, other department heads with minutia when there's more important fish to fry.
Right. So. Yes, exactly. Thank you for bringing that up, Joey, because that is, it's not that we don't want to deal with it. It's just, it's a time saver. It's like going right to directly to the source to get your issues resolved. Same idea with when there's a power failure. You can call the mayor's office, but your first call online activity should be to National Grid, because they collect, I think we talked about that before, they gather the data from the phone calls and the online responses so they can pinpoint where the problems are. So save a step.
Yeah, Rose Lucido does a great job, and they follow up. Like when they close out the, you know, the initiative, like you get a follow up. Okay, done. This, you know, that's done.
Oh yeah, I've used it a couple times. It's very, very efficient.
It is. Yeah. It is. So yeah, I think that's a great idea. All right. Well, thank you so much. Anything else?
That's it. I'll probably think of something else later. But
no, as soon as I go to click the, all right, we're wrapping this up. Oh wait, one more thing. Thank you. We really appreciate you using us as the conduit. Pat, did you have something you wanted to say?
I was just hoping the mayor could stay on for 1 second after we log off so that I could just ask him a quick question.
Okay. So I won't click anything.
Yeah. Don't click anything. Just don't leave out. And
if he doesn't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Pat, hold on 1 second. Thank Jimmy. I'll do your sign out.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, no piping plovers were harmed in the taping of this podcast. Thank you.
Little town with big news, 411, come get the scoop. Wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. It's good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's good morning, Gloucester, to you. I say good morning, Gloucester, to you.
Over the bridge.
OTB.